Hello, you're listening to Hugo Talks. Now, this is a follow-up to the video I did a few days ago. You remember the warning, cashless society incoming, where the Irish bank, AIB, which I believe is the second biggest bank in Ireland, announced that come September, half of their banks in the whole of the country were going to go completely cashless. No cash whatsoever. You couldn't even get cash from the ATM machines in the banks themselves. And worst of all, you couldn't put cash into the bank, which is to coerce shopkeepers, small businesses, to go cashless. Now, I said in the video that if I had an account, I would take my money out and I would close it, transfer the money to somewhere else. Drop this company like a stone, send them a signal. And going by social media and the links I've been sent, it seems a lot of people in Ireland did exactly this. I've seen numerous threads on social media where people have said they had closed their accounts. Well, look at the response yesterday from the bank. It says here, AIB Bank drops plan to go cashless. It says AIB has pulled back on its plan to go cashless at 70 branches across the country. In a statement, the bank said it recognizes the customer and public unease the plan has caused. It said it will now retain its 170 branch network in its entirety. They said, recognizing the customer and public unease that this has caused, AIB has decided not to proceed with the proposed changes to its bank services. So basically, I'll translate that for you. The bank wanted to turn half of its banks into cashless banks. Customers didn't like this. They started closing their accounts and the bank goes, oh no, we're losing loads of customers. The people are joining in force together and they're taking their custom away from us. Oh no, we'll have to backtrack immediately and tell them we are not going to do it. That's basically what's going on here. Now, it's not often I've got something positive to talk about, but this is a brilliant example of, that phrase is a bit of a cliche, but it's people power. And sometimes, all you have to do, as in this case, is to just take away your custom and do it in large numbers. These greedy corporations' main obsession is making money, and they can only make money through exploiting the public. They can only make money through people engaging with them. So if you take away your custom, if you take away your engagement, they're now useless, they're banjaxed, they're ruined. So effectively, the collective of the people control them, as long as they're united and won't take any crap from the company. We saw recently, a few weeks back, the school in the UK, I can't remember where it was now off the top of my head, but they wanted to turn the school into a no-contact school. No shaking of hands, no sitting next to each other on a park bench, no hugs for your friends. And I did a video on it. Loads of people then complained to the school, said they were going to take their children out of the school. And guess what? They backtracked and the headmaster apologized. It shows you that if people organize themselves and are vocal and tell these organizations that they will not tolerate any of their crap, and if they continue, they won't put up with it, they will just leave and take their custom away. If people stick together, look after one another, group together, they have the power to make these organizations backtrack. Now, with the situation with the banks in Ireland and the UK and, well, everywhere really, this problem isn't going to go away. They are desperate to bring in the cashless system. I'm sure they will try it on again at some point in the future. But obviously, this shows they are scared to lose their customers, and that's why they have relented. And it shows that people and their power in numbers, when they disengage from these organizations, they panic and about turn. Many of the videos I make these days, they seem to be about the illusions created by the media, how things are not what they seem. It's a psyop after another psyop. They are creating one big theatrical event with actors and media pundits both playing opposite sides, spinning stories, fear propaganda. So much of it is exaggerated and so much is outright rubbish. Much of it is conflicting with one another to cause confusion in the viewer. A lot of the time you will hear people saying, oh, there's no hope. What's the point? There's nothing we can do. There is always hope. The media's job is to make you think that the public can't do that much, that it's out of your hands. Well, this story today is just a tiny snapshot. You know, this bank backtracking shows that you can dictate to them. And in this case, all you had to do was loads of people just say no and say we're taking our business elsewhere. One of the biggest illusions the fake stream push on the public is the pretend great and powerful Oz. Yeah, the amplification of the power of authority. When in reality, the people controlling the media, the control freaks, the puppet masters and their minions only make up just a tiny percentage of the great population. They are completely outnumbered and they know it. That's why the media, the influencers, the celebrities, the social media platforms, the censors, the fact checkers, all of these organizations and the people under their control are working overtime to keep the public continually spellbound and on edge, continually talking about stories that will cause division in society, sensational stories, trying to antagonize the public to turn on one another, keep you all split. I mean, look what they did with all of those jabbed, unjabbed stories. They split up families, causing division. They do this because they know that if we all unite, all the people, all in conjunction, all in agreement, all on the same page, all motivated, all have a unified understanding, and all have a clear understanding of what is right and what is wrong, and can clearly see them for what they are and what they're doing, they know we can all just say no and refuse them. Completely, all of us disengage with them. They will be forced into complying to the huge majority of the people's wishes because they are completely outnumbered. And it will be them who become the slaves and the people their masters. Why do you think they resort to so much trickery, sleight of hand, and the overcomplication of things? Because they have to cheat. Because they're trying to control the many because they are few. They are outnumbered. That's why I talk about people ditching the smartphones, the black mirrors, the screens, the propaganda. Too many people still look to these fake stream media people for guidance. And all they do is keep them divided, chasing their own tails, and ultimately under control. And this needs to change. We need to make them dance to our tune, not the other way round. And so this story this week in Ireland of this bank now backtracking on their cashless announcement is a sign that it can be done. We need to make them dance to our tune. And the only way that can be done is spreading more awareness of what is going on amongst the people, amongst your friends, amongst people in your neighbourhood. And this was done this week in Ireland. So well done, Ireland. We need more of this everywhere. As always, thanks for listening. Come and subscribe to HugoTalks.com. And I'll see you later.